Hogwarts, a Harry Potter podcast made by kids for kids. I'm Daisy.
And I'm Vaughn.
And today we're talking about Chapter 1 of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Deadly Demented. It was really awkward because I was like, 1 is such a simple number, and recently, you know, all I've been saying is...
It's like 36.
36, so it's very weird to just say 1, but... Yeah, so before we get started, because we don't have an analysis today, the reason we don't have an analysis is 1.
Very first chapter of Order of the Phoenix.
First chapter. We definitely need to talk... Part of the reason is because I feel like we're going to spend a lot of time talking about what we're looking forward to in this book and just all of that kind of stuff. And 2, there's not something specific to give an analysis on for this chapter. I have a few ideas for the coming chapters. I'm particularly excited about the next couple relating to Petunia's relationship with Lily, Snape, and Dumbledore. I definitely want to explore that very soon. So Vaughn, why don't we start with talking about what we're looking forward to most about this book?
I'm most looking forward to with some old character action. We get Moody back, we get Lupin back. We get Sirius back, but that's later on. So if you're new, you'll find them later.
Yeah. And what about new characters? As far as new characters go, what are also if in case you're wondering right now, for the next few minutes are going to be spoilers, considering we're talking about what's happening in this book and why we're looking forward to it. So keep that in mind.
And when I was talking about those new characters being back, it's not that big of a spoiler.
No, those aren't spoilers.
And like the comeback in like the next chapter or something.
Yeah. So just so you know, for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about what we're looking forward to. I will put in the description the time when we actually start talking about the chapter itself. So Vaughn, why don't we talk about the couple of characters that are very significant to this book? Those being Dolores Umbridge and Luna Lovegood.
Ooh, Dolores. This is one of my favorite books. Yeah. In the Harry Potter series. Just can't wait for Umbridge to be taken down.
What do you like about Dolores as a character?
She's a good evil person.
I agree.
Quite good.
It's like she's like an atypical villain, because you see her and the way she wears pink and the way she's just kind of like this small, I don't want to say frail, but just a small like woman who wears pink and like wears bows and likes cats.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
You don't expect her to be a villain, but then she turns out to be kind of like not on Voldemort's side, but kind of on Voldemort's side. She's not on Voldemort's side.
She's like a pure blooder.
She's like on the Ministry's side. I don't really get whose side she is on. I guess the Ministry's side, and then when the Ministry falls to Voldemort's rule, she has to kind of go along with that and just adapts. So she just likes power, is I suppose what her character likes. Yeah, so she's like an atypical villain, and then all of a sudden you find out, you know, she's torturing Harry when she gets detention, all of this different stuff about her. And what do you think about her coming back in Deathly Hallows?
Like, what do you mean? Like, do I like it?
Do you like that she comes back? Do you think she's
I like the character Returnal, because it doesn't feel like she's just like this small villain that they have to overcome and then done.
Yeah.
Like, she's still semi-important.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's cool that when you get these characters coming back, you know, like Dolores or characters like, trying to think, like Lupin, characters who just come back after a couple books they're missing and then they come back. There's something cool about that because it just shows you how big the universe is and how, like, these single characters, even though they may seem unimportant or they're only important,
come back like a lot.
They are going to come back. Like Lupin, like, he does come back. Even though his part isn't as big, he is vital to the story.
Yeah.
And now let's talk about Luna. Of course, you have to talk about Luna.
Luna Lovegood.
She is the character for Ravenclaw House. If you are a Ravenclaw, chances are you like Luna Lovegood, because you don't have that many other options.
I do not acknowledge her as a member of Ravenclaw House.
Why?
Because she is too kooky.
Do you like her as a character?
She is... Ravenclaw is a house of the wise.
Yeah.
The smart, the intellectuals. Luna Lovegood over here is the one believing in Nargles and Raxperts.
Vaughn, it's Ravenclaw is the people who value being intellectual. It's not
who value being.
That's what the houses are built on. It's built on values, not necessarily.
But why? Ravenclaw. Yeah, but then why would Ravenclaws like her?
Well, what else? They don't. What other classes?
You just said that the Ravenclaws like her.
No.
You said
not Ravenclaws in the book. Ravenclaws in general. Like, if you're in Ravenclaw House, you don't have that many options for which character you're gonna stan. Like, if you're in Hufflepuff, you got Newt and you got Cedric and you got Tonks, but, you know, like, Newt's the one that you're gonna be looking to. Gryffindor, obviously, you get Harry Potter.
Hermione. Obviously, you would pick Gilderoy.
Okay, fine.
One with Order of Merlin, first class. Which weekly's most charming smile? 7 times.
Yeah, that's true. But most people are going to say that they stan Luna if they're in Ravenclaw. Draco. If you're in Slytherin at this point, if you tell me you're in Slytherin, I'm just going to assume that you love Draco. I'm kidding. But a lot of them do.
He's obviously the best character in the entire book.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. No, he got completely obliterated. Yeah. Then wrote a book, the amazing novel, Who Am I?
Are we still talking about Gilderoy?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so Luna, here's what I like about Luna. I like that she adds a new character to Harry's friend group. And she also completes the Silver Trio.
What's the Silver Trio?
So the Golden
Four?
Trio... is Harry?
Why is she the silver?
Who do you think is the silver trio?
It's not a trio.
Who's the silver trio, Vaughn?
I don't think it's a silver. What's a silver trio?
Who do you think's in it?
Oh, I get it. Okay, Luna, Neville, and
Aragog.
Who? I don't know.
Ginny. They all go to the Department of Mysteries.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. That was the Silver Trio. Okay.
Yeah, and Luna is in the fourth year. Yeah, she's in her fourth year this year, right? Because she's in Ginny's year. Anyway, I like that she adds kind of a new character into that friend group. What other aspects of this book are there? Sirius making a comeback. What do you think about this? We have to discuss Sirius's death right now.
Very sad. Very sad. Let's move on.
No. You need to talk about what it means for the reader.
The end of Harry's childhood. No, I think his childhood ended a long time before. But
I believe so too.
Pretty sad moment. Another moment Harry lost somebody he loved.
What do you think about him dying at the hands of his cousin?
Well, that kind of sucked to just get, well, backstabbed, but I wouldn't call it backstabbing because she was already, like, pretty evil.
I agree. What else is in this? Grop.
The dumb giant
that Hagrid goes and gets.
I don't really like him.
I feel like I forget about Grop. Like, he's very forgettable.
He's really just there to grab Umbridge.
Yeah, basically.
The centers come.
This is a book, too, where Sybil gets fired, huh? Yeah. And the, what's it called? It's come and teach divination.
Who comes and teaches divination?
The centaurs.
Ooh,
or yeah. Just not one centaur.
Oh, yeah, friends.
Mm-hmm. What else? What else happens in this book? There's something big.
The prophecies.
Oh, the beginning when Harry has to go to, what's it called? The court, basically. Wizard court with Dumbledore. That's pretty big. Oh, the whole dream. The dream. Occlumency. That's this book. I keep forgetting what happens in this book.
I think that's it.
Occlumency. Yeah.
Occlumency? I thought it was oculomancy.
Maybe it is. I don't know. All right. I think it is time to move on to the chapter. So as you will notice, Vanna switched up the way that we took our notes for this book. I don't know.
We're halfway point.
Is this the halfway point?
Okay. In the entire series.
So officially Vaughn gets the first part of the chapter, yeah. And I get the sad second part. So now I either have to read the first part of the chapter or read Vaughn's notes and try to piece together what happens.
First sentence. The hottest day of the summer so far was drawing to a close, and a drowsy silence lay over the large square houses of Privet Drive. Harry was sitting outside in a flower bed, listening to the news, so that Vernon and Petunia wouldn't see him.
Which is just creepy. I mean, honestly, imagine you're watching the news and you look at your window and just like, Harry?
Why are you looking out your window?
I don't know. What if you're a neighbor and you're looking at your front door, you're going to get in your car.
There's a kid in that person's flower bed.
Question mark?
Probably they're just wacky child.
So. Yeah, probably.
Vernon asked Petunia where Dudley was, and she said having tea with a friend.
Which is just a very Dudley, like, you can tell Dudley is, imagine Dudley sitting in his friend's patio, just having tea and crumpets, and cake, and like, whatever.
Harry knew that Dudley was really just hanging out with his gang at the park, vandalizing, smoking, and throwing stones at cars.
Throwing stones at cars. That's like,
you think they'd be found out.
Exactly, like, throwing stones at cars is just so... Like,
it is like one day they actually kill somebody. Like, oh god, what do we do?
Yeah, I think that would be pretty crazy.
When the news turned on, Harry listened for unexpected disappearances or deaths, probably because Cedric died and Voldemort is back, but nothing of the sort was reported. Suddenly, a loud bang sounded from the living room, and Harry jumped up with his wand to see what had happened. Vernon tried to take Harry's wand from him, but eventually backed down and yelled at him about causing the noise.
What was the noise?
It was like a loud bang. Explain like what he thinks it is later.
Okay.
Harry denied causing the noise, and then Vernon asked why he was under their window. Harry said watching the news, but they doubted that, and asked what the owls were doing if they weren't bringing Harry the news. Harry hesitated before he spoke and said that the bang was caused by somebody. Harry hesitated before he spoke and said that they weren't bringing him the news.
I'm so confused. Why isn't he getting brought any news?
Okay, so he has a subscription to the Daily Prophet, but yeah. The owls. But I think he's listening to Muggle news for see if the Muggles actually know what's happening.
But like, okay, because the Daily Prophet isn't reporting it either, right?
No, they're not.
Okay.
So he's getting owls. He's getting owls from Daily Prophet and Ron and Hermione, but they say that they can't talk about it.
Okay.
Harry began walking down the street and thought that the bang was caused by somebody apparating or disapparating. But as time went on, he kept doubting himself and began feeling hopeless.
Does he ever say who he thinks it was? What do you think it was?
I know who it was.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Didn't you? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is it a spoiler to say who it was?
Let's not say who it was, but, like, it's revealed next... The person who is magical in their community is revealed next chapter.
Yeah. I mean,
No, it's not. Don't say Alan.
No, it's revealed in the last sentence.
Okay, let's see.
Revealed in the last.
Oh, okay. Then the listeners will see at the end.
Yeah, if you didn't read the book and for some reason are listening right now.
Hermione and Ron sent him letters, but they weren't allowed to say anything about Voldemort. Harry walked to a park and began to swing on a swing. He had been having bad dreams about Cedric's death and would need to find a new place to watch the news.
Harry was thinking about how unfair it was that Dumbledore had forgotten about him and how Ron and Hermione had gotten together without him. Why isn't he with the Weasleys yet?
Maybe, I mean, it's probably not that far into the summer.
The chapter, like, he wanted Harry to be, like, in normal society for a while before he reintegrated.
He did.
That makes sense. I still feel like he should be in the Wizarding World for a little while because it doesn't seem like it's that safe for him to be.
Especially in the Muggle world. He has no protection.
Exactly. His protection is, like, this person
that revealed at the end of the chapter
who is horrible at keeping him good or like keeping him safe. He saw Dudley's gang approaching his swing and was excited to see if Dudley would actually hit him in front of his gang. Harry knew that Dudley was secretly scared of provoking him.
Oh, just going for a nice stroll, hitting your brother in the face.
Yeah, honestly, It's so weird. What kind of group of 15-year-old boys just, like, strolls around just beating up, what, 10-year-olds? That's who Dudley beats up. And then stoning cars, which, honestly, imagine seeing someone just throwing, chucking rocks at cars for no reason other than it's fun.
I'd call the police.
Yeah. Also, I feel like the Dursleys would be the kind to, like, vacation over the summer. Like, why are they home all summer?
Well, maybe, like, Dudley doesn't like to vacation.
True. Where would they go? It's England. Like, it's, so where do you even go?
The Rolling Hills of Weston-shire.
Oh.
I don't know where that is, but it sounds like a place in Britain.
It probably is, honestly. The gang didn't see Harry and walked past him to Magnolia Road. Harry stood and walked back to the Dursleys' house so that he would get there before Dudley. So apparently, if he ever gets home later than Dudley, it's too late. And Dudley can get back at whatever time he wants to. But as long as Harry is back before Dudley, it's all good. So it could be the dead of night and it'd be okay. Harry approached Dudley's gang, who were saying their farewells. He followed behind until Dudley was by himself, and he yelled, "Hey, Big D!"
He's just provoking him.
I know. It's because he knows that Dudley isn't going to hurt him, because he's scared of, like, Harry's, like, magic, you know?
Yeah.
He began to taunt Dudley about the nickname Petunia had for him, which was Ickle Duddykins.
Ickle Duddykins?
Because he goes up to him and he's like, "They may call you Big D, but I'll always know you as Ickle Duddykins."
Oh my gosh.
Harry said that Dudley looks like a pig that had been taught to walk on his hind legs. That's so mean. Dudley's not even being mean to him first. Like, Harry totally starts it. I guess he deserves it, but I don't know.
This is very sad.
A Hufflepuff would never do this. It's only a Gryffindor, because he's super.
It's only a Gryffindor, Slytherin.
I don't know about a Ravenclaw. I feel like they wouldn't.
I think a Ravenclaw would do insults, but, like, make it a very intellectual insult.
I guess so, yeah. I don't really know what an intellectual insult would be, though. They turned down the narrow alleyway where Harry had first seen Sirius in his dog form. Dudley said that Harry felt like a big man because he had that thing.
Big man!
Dudley said that Harry wasn't that brave when he was sleeping, which is just, I can't stand this, like, part. Dudley heard him saying, "Don't kill Cedric," in his sleep. He asked if Cedric was Harry's boyfriend. I love in the movie, the scene's really weird because Harry's just sitting on a swing, but it looks like he's in the middle of a desert. Like, he's just sitting on the swing in this very desolate area. And Dudley's like, "Who's Cedric? Your boyfriend." Harry pointed his wand at Dudley and told him to never talk about that again. Dudley told him to point that thing somewhere else. It suddenly became very cold and quiet. Harry and Dudley couldn't see anything. Dudley told Harry to cut it out and punched him in the head. Just like,
okay. Harry gets immediately knocked out. It doesn't go away. I'm here alone now.
Dudley ran, and Harry told him that he was running right at it. He yelled that Dudley should keep his mouth closed. Harry said Lumos and saw the hooded creature. If you kept your mouth closed, would that literally prevent them from giving you an inventor's kiss?
No. They do it without their mouths open.
I don't know. That's what Harry says. He says, "Keep your mouth closed." Oh, maybe it's because he doesn't want him to talk.
No. But, wait, Harry, I think you may have taken your notes wrong on that one. I think Dudley yelled to Harry to keep his mouth closed.
No. Oh.
You're running the wrong way.
No. Harry says, keep your mouth closed. I, for some reason, thought that meant keep your mouth closed because then the Dementors can't kiss you.
They can't actually suck your soul out through your mouth. What if they use your nose?
It actually means, I think he's actually saying be quiet. Like, shut your mouth.
Suck your soul out through your ears.
Yes. Through your belly button or something.
Oh my gosh, that's the most direct route.
That's the most direct. Your soul is actually kept in your stomach, so. Harry said, While we're talking about Lumos, so if you have Siri on your phone device, if you don't have a phone, your parents' phone, I actually disabled Siri on my iPod, but we don't need to talk about that. So if you go to Siri on your device and you say Lumos, it'll turn your flashlight on.
Can you do Nox?
Yes, Lumos and Nox work. So if you go, hey Siri. Hey Cyrano. Cyrano de Bergerac.
Oh.
Did you get ads for those on? Did you ever see
Cyrano de Bergerac?
Is it de Bergerac? Did you ever get the ads for those?
On Spotify?
Yeah.
No?
You didn't get the Cyrano de Bergerac.
What was that for?
It's for a movie, Cyrano.
Cyrano?
And it's a play, too. Cyrano de Bergerac. I would get this.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because I don't have Spotify Premium because I'm not, you know, cool like that. But it's funny because I would get the ad Cyrano de Bergerac, and it's just a funny name. I don't know. Is it Cyrano de Bergerac?
I think so.
What were we talking about? Anyway, say, hey Siri, Lumos, and it'll turn your light on. And then you say, hey Siri, Nox, and all your friends are going to think you're a wizard. For realsies, not for fakesies.
Not for fakesies.
Yeah, that's what my history teacher says, so.
Not for fakesies.
Not for fakesies. Harry said expected a Patronum several times, but it only worked once he thought about Ron and Hermione's faces. He directed the stag towards Dudley, who was on the ground with the Dementor hovering over him. The stag drove the Dementor away, and light came back in the street.
No, it just tramples Dudley. He just immediately dies.
Oh my gosh. I don't think it works like that.
Does it only affect Dementors? Like, could you push somebody with your Patronus?
Probably not, because I don't think it's, like, physical.
Hmm.
I already said that. Dudley was on the ground whimpering. Their old neighbor, Mrs. Fig, approached, and Harry began to put his wand away. Throwback, because Mrs. Fig, remember, she was the person who would, like, babysit Harry when the Dursleys would go out, and she would give him, like, the stale cake and show him pictures.
The stale cake.
Show him pictures.
These are my grandchildren eating their stale cake.
Show him picture her pictures. She would show him pictures of her cats.
Now finish your stale cake so you could have more stale cake.
Yes. Last sentence. Don't put it away, idiot boy, she shrieked. What if there are more of them around? Oh, I'm going to kill Mundungus Fletcher.
Idiot boy!
So now you know who was apparating and disapparating. It was Mundungus Fletcher.
Mundungus.
I don't remember this book very well because I do not remember why the Dementors are here.
They did it because... Good old
Mundungus Fletcher. Okay, I know why, but like that's why, but I don't know why they're in Little Whinging or wherever they live. Stop mouthing the answer.
Do you actually not know?
No, I know, but like I don't remember. You know the difference. Like I know it, but I don't remember.
What? You know, but you don't actually know.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. Loud and clear. I know, but I don't actually know. Okay. Movie goofs. We have a couple. Oh my gosh, this episode's going to be so short. I'm so sorry, guys.
It's fine.
We
always have like 45-minute episodes. They can undergo one.
Yeah, I agree.
Can't you, audience?
Yes, I agree. Okay, at around 3 minutes, the design on Dudley's shorts changes in between the scenes from when he was bullying Harry with his friends and when Harry and Dudley are in the tunnel with the Dementors. So his shorts change because...
Yeah, just a quick change of pants. Yeah. While he's on his way home, he's got to put on his evening pants. At around 4 minutes, when Harry is fighting off the Dementors, he produces a Patronus and his wand is pointed at the Dementor that attacked him. When the scene cuts to Dudley on the ground, Harry's wand is at his side. When it cuts back to Harry, his wand is pointing at the Dementor again.
Just gotta change into my evening pants. All right, guys, I think that's
in the middle of the street
because I actually have to go change into my evening pants.
Evening pants, yes.
Because you know they're just more formal. We're formal like that, just like Dudley.
Yes.
So, yes, I'm very excited for this book. Really quickly, Vaughn, actually, how do you feel about the Order of the Phoenix movie? Like, how?
I think they did it pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, compared to the other movies.
The movie's only 2 hours and 8 minutes.
But it's one of the best Harry Potter movies, by far.
We actually watched Half-Blood Prince recently, Halvon.
I watched
that
it.
That was a good... We watched, like... I watched
it, like, a couple days ago.
45 minutes of it. Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Okay, I watched, like, 45 minutes of it. That was good. I love that movie. Don't you, Vaughn?
Yeah.
It's very good. I think we watched that on Saturday. Right?
When your friends came over, I finished it.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was Saturday then. Yeah, so I think that's it for today's episode. I'm looking forward to another book. We are going to have analysis the rest of this book just today. We decided not to have one because we've already covered Dementors. We covered Dementors, didn't we?
We might have. I think so. Yes, we
covered Dementors. If we didn't, there's going to be another time when we do it. But I think we did. So that's why we don't have an analysis today. But I have, like I said, I have a couple ideas for these next couple chapters. So I'm super excited for that. And yeah, so you can email us at insidehogwartspod@gmail.com to let us know all of your thoughts on today's episode. And let us know what you are most excited for this book. I'm going to put a poll on this episode on Spotify. So you can put like, I'll put like, what are you most excited for? And I'll put like, McGonagall. I'll put like Luna Lovegood, Sirius Black, Dolores Umbridge, Grop, just all the different, you know, all the new stuff. The Order of the Phoenix, obviously. And so make sure you fill that out. That'll be cool. If we can get like 10 people, that'd be great. And what else? Leave us a quick review and rating on Apple Podcasts. It would help us out.
InsideHogwarts.com.
Gotta check out that website. That isn't updated regularly, but it's okay. And what else? I think that's it. So thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you check back next Tuesday for the next chapter, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check back every Tuesday for another episode of Inside Hogwarts.